Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, welcome back. It's Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. We are whole again. And I got to tell you, from my perspective, it feels good. As nice as it was to drink cough syrup and lie in bed and watch movies, I would rather be here to work. I like this job. I'm proud of this show. And I don't like when I can't be here. It doesn't make me feel good at all. In the slightest. Ben Higgins is in the house. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Woodsy. Speaking of movies, you watched more movies the last 3 days than I have seen this entire calendar year.
How did you do at Real or Fake?
I did all right. I lost.
You lost.
To our contestant, but I did know for sure a couple of them seemed like, I mean, if it was a mobster movie, it was definitely a yes.
Yep.
If it was a comedy, it was probably a yes.
Yep.
And then the other ones that were fake, I thought, no, that's not Woods' style. So
yeah, I just put on Amazon Prime and was just scrolling through, and I found just some of the most inane dump, you know, like Basketball. And I was like, oh, I love this movie. And I watched it in a haze. I've been in a haze for 3 days, really. And like yesterday, finally got up, didn't take anything all day, and just kind of powered through and tried to eat some healthy foods, have some protein, and I feel much, much better. It's good to be back. And my head's still a little bit, you know, I need some clarification on some things. But other than that, man, it's good to be back. I'm a little stuffy, as you can tell. But, you know, I'm coronavirus-free, and that is the most important part. I did see somebody yesterday say, well, be careful. It could be a false negative. I said, oh, my God. We're going to do this again?
The peace of mind for me is particularly nice.
Of course.
You know, when you have that little cough that you're going to let out inevitably.
Yes, it will come.
This morning, I'm not going to get this sinking feeling in my stomach.
Correct.
That I'm about to be infected.
Correct.
That's
yeah.
Nice.
So it is nice. Did you like our montage that we played?
That was very nice, yes. I'm sorry if I didn't seem concerned enough for your well-being. A little selfish, I get it. I understand. It's all about me.
That's why I love you, because you can't mask your sociopathy sometimes. I think I'm much better at masking mine than Ben is at his. Paulie, who is on the line? Everyday Chris, I'm assuming.
Yep.
Yeah, Ben, you've had them all to yourself the last couple days.
We did.
It's my turn.
Talked a lot of Angels. He almost felt bad about the Angels sweeping our Padres.
Well, he should. He should. We had no business losing either of those games. Good morning, Chris. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, brother. Welcome back. Good to hear your voice again, man.
It's good to be back.
Yeah, Ben did pretty good, you know. It's kind of
yeah.
Weird. But no, Ben was fantastic. And I have to say, the day has finally come this year. And once a year, it's a regretful tradition. But every year the Angels are eliminated from postseason play, I go light up a Dutch Master cigar in my garage and drink a bottle of Thunderbird, and today's that day once I get off work.
So they're done.
They're done. I think they had to win out, and Houston had to lose out. And
I don't think so. I think Houston's magic number is still one. The Angels could still catch them if they sweep the Dodgers this weekend and the Astros lose their remaining games.
I think you're probably good to go ahead and have that cigar and that bottle of Thunderbird, even though technically you're not eliminated, but I think it's safe bet.
Right? It's not quite over yet.
All right. Well, we'll hang on for one more day, I guess.
Thunderbird, by the way, is an interesting choice. I would put it on Has Been Ever, but I know the answer would be a waste of a question. Has Ben Ever had Thunderbird, the wine? It's like $2.
That's why I buy it.
Yeah. It will get you jacked up. It is. It's what high school kids drink.
I have had Two Buck Chuck before.
That's not even close. You get that at Trader Joe's, yes. Okay? Yeah, that's still fancy in its own way because you bought it at Trader Joe's. Thunderbird and Cisco and Mad Dog 2020 is what we drank in high school because, A, it doesn't taste terrible, and you're obliterated, which is really the goal in high school is to just get obliterated.
Cisco, that sounds like some sort of industrial cleaning product.
I drank a bottle of Cisco and went to see the movie Ricochet with Denzel Washington in it, and I got so drunk I passed out. Not in my seat, but leaning against the back wall of the theater, my friends had to carry me out. Never forget it. My one and only time with Cisco. Thanks for the memories. Chris, Paulie, anybody else on the line this morning?
Not at the moment, no.
833-288-0973. Any voicemails on the Hammer Hotline?
Let me check.
Oh, good. You guys really coming to the table with the content today. Really appreciate that on my day back.
Well, we're coming off, let's remember, Padres off day on Monday,
yep.
Loss on Tuesday, loss on Wednesday, off day on Thursday. Hasn't been exactly a banner week for our San Diego Padres.
It's been a rough one, right? Been a rough one personally and with the team and everything else. I'd like to need to change the mojo a little bit, man. That's for sure. We got, what, two tonight with the Giants?
Two tonight, one tomorrow, one Sunday.
And that's it.
And we are done with the 2020 regular season.
And playoffs start on?
Wednesday for the Padres, although Tuesday's the American League first
okay.
four games.
All right.
And I know that you are – Wednesday is going to be – I was having a discussion yesterday with someone in the Padres organization. And we were talking about you because,
oh,
yes.
Oh, God.
Because he said, you know, Wednesday is going, it's kind of going to be like the NCAA tournament.
Yes.
Because we've never had a day of playoffs with so many games. And he said, it'll be like, hey, we're going to do the check in over here. And hey, let's switch you over to the coverage.
Oh, really?
Here because the game, I mean, they're going to have to overlap the games, which they usually don't need to do in the playoffs, unless the game goes like 12 or 13 innings, and hey, the first inning of this other game is starting on this other network,
another channel,
because this game is running over, they're going to have to do all day long multiple games because there is going to be on Wednesday at least 8 playoff games that day, and there's no way to squeeze 8 playoff games in a day without serious overlap at the same time.
It's going to be crazy, and I'm assuming now I have the MLB package, right, so I can put. Can I put one of those games on my iPad and then one on the regular TV? Are they all network?
I think they all are on network, but I think MLB Network is also going to be involved somehow
okay.
in coordinating coverage.
And so, do we know, we don't have any idea of schedules
no,
yet.
No, not yet. I mean, until they know all the opponents, they can't come out with the official schedule, so we probably won't see that until Sunday evening.
What time do you think
the
first game will start, 9 a.m. our time?
10 a.m. at the latest.
10 a.m.
Probably,
at the latest.
There could be a 9 a.m. game on the West Coast, an East Coast game that starts at noon just to get things going. It depends on whether they're going to just have two games starting at the exact same time or it's going to be staggered all day long with games kind of starting every, you know, hour and a half or so until the end of the day.
Man, and that sucks because, you know, a playoff baseball game, no matter who's playing, is riveting. It's just riveting. It's every single pitch matters. It's not like basketball. Basketball is, you know, there's some lulls, and baseball is just from the first pitch on. I mean, if that's your team, last thing you want to do is them cut away and go to another game. So I'm going to have to figure this thing out. But
I think it'll be like the NCAA tournament. If you want to watch all of one game, you can.
You can. Okay, good.
But, you know, they'll also have the highlights coming in from other games. You know, hey, here's a game break, and here's what just happened in the third inning in Cincinnati, or here's just what I guess they're not going to be playing at home, but they're going to they might be in the, but you know what I'm talking
yeah.
about. So you can watch all of the NCAA tournament games. They're on 4 different channels all at once during the first 2 days of the tournament.
Oh man, I can't wait. Yeah, it's going to be. So what was the conversation about me? Well, how am I going to handle it?
I thought that how much you would enjoy that.
Oh, I can't wait.
It would be like the day you have always dreamed of. Baseball morning, noon, night, all day long in playoff games. Huge implications for all of them.
It's the best day of the year, even when there's not eight teams per league in. I mean, you go home and you bam, 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 three, four baseball games back to back to back to back. There's nothing like those days. Nothing. For me, those are the days I really – it makes getting up at 3:30 in the morning and being done by 9 so worth it. Because if I had a regular job and I was at where I'd be in hell. I would have to take the day off, you know, seriously, because these are – this is the most important, man. Watching playoff baseball, there's just nothing like it to me. And I can sit – and I remember that Dodgers remember the Dodger game that went to like 2 in the morning? I mean, I was – that's after a full day of baseball watching. I had no problem. So it's going to be fun, man. Going to be fun. Obviously, you know, as I said yesterday when I called in, a little nervous. Not ready – not full chicken little yet, but very nervous about our squad and – going to be interested to see how they play these next four against the Giants, who lost a crushing game yesterday. I watched that game. Trevor Story with one of the greatest plays you'll ever see in crunch time. Did you see that play?
I did not see the play.
Bases loaded. Infield in. Guy off the bat hit it, I don't know, 130. Short hops him. His back is to home plate. He gets up, wheels, fires to home for the out. They get the next guy. They go on and win the game. Unbelievable. The Rockies played that game like you're supposed to play. You're supposed to give it your all. You're supposed to try to knock those guys out.
Even though they're out of it.
And I couldn't – I have a newfound respect for Bud Black and the Colorado Rockies, the way they played that the extra innings yesterday. Unbelievable effort by those guys.
Now, the Giants aren't out of it. The standings are still incredibly tight in the National League with basically six teams fighting for the last – four playoff spots, and it could go any way, but the Giants are, you know, they're coming into this series against the Padres desperate. Needing, I mean, they got to take 3 out of 4 minimum probably to have a chance at the playoffs, whereas the Padres, of course, are coming in very differently. They are coming in wanting to build a little momentum, but they also want to make sure that they don't lose any more pitchers. They've got to get guys in the right, you know, enough rest, ready for the postseason. I don't know if they'll look like those Rockies going all out to win these games, because that's probably not the best strategy for the Padres.
It definitely isn't, because you cannot run the risk of getting somebody hurt, you know, out there in what is essentially a meaningless game. Now, they are throwing a lineup out. I guarantee you the lineup's going to look solid. And they're throwing Lamet, you know, game one and Paddock game two. So that right there
but
says.
But for how long?
But for how long? Those guys are there for 4 or 5 innings to get sharp, and that's it. Get their work in. But. I mean, they're still going to throw their good guys in the bullpen. I mean, everyone wants to stay crisp and sharp, but don't be surprised if Manny gets pulled or Tatis gets pulled after 5.
Speaking of the Padres, our interview of the week on Friday, we bring back the best, and pretty easy call this week.
Oh, yeah.
Because on Monday, after the Padres clinched their first playoff spot in 2006, we got to go a deep dive with the executive chairman of the Padres, Ron Fowler. So we want to bring that back to you coming up here in our 5 o'clock hour, our Ben and Woods Spotlight segment for the week, and then we'll get into the bulk of the show. Should be a good Friday show. I'll tell you about our guests, our segments coming up, and I got a lot to talk about in the world of sports, including NBA playoff game last night with at least one team wasn't happy with the officiating. I'll say that about last night's NBA game, and we'll take a closer look at those playoff races too, Woodsy.
Paulie, how much, after we play the Ron Fowler interview, how much time will we have on the back end?
Not a whole lot.
I got a story that I want to share that's pretty cool about Ron Fowler. And I don't know that I'm supposed to, but I'm going to.
All right,
because I think people want to hear this.
All right, I think we'll have enough time for a quick story.
Okay.
So we'll get to that next. It's Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.